What is intimacy? By definition, intimacy simply means to be close and or familiar. But over time, we've come to believe that intimacy can only occur in sexual relationships. And yes, that's one way, but it's not the only way. Intimacy can be expressed and experienced in many ways, with friends, family and strangers, lovers, husbands and wives, through words or without, eye contact, fingers interlaced, exchanging of breath, caressing of cheeks, exploring of bodies, shoulders touching in passing, words mouthed without sound, by letter, email, or text, truth telling and receiving, tongues touching, ears listening, hearts beating, silence, music, poetry. Intimacy is a chameleon. It shifts and changes based on situation and circumstance. The intensity is dependent on the willingness of the people involved, but regardless of the conditions, intimacy is always possible, but not always elected. We struggle with intimacy because we struggle with vulnerability, or tenderness, as I prefer to call it. We're afraid to be tender because tenderness makes us feel naked and unprotected. It renders us helpless against any and all threats. It makes us susceptible to being hurt. So we resist it. But we're not born tender resistant. We develop the fear of tenderness over time. We learn it from our parents. It's taught in school. It's reinforced in the workplace. Tenderness resistant is cultivated on and offline. It's modeled in private and demonstrated in public. And because we fear being tender, we fight against it. We are in opposition of any and everything that could lead to the possibility of tenderness, therefore making intimacy an impossibility. This is the model that shapes our relationship with ourselves and others. If we can't be tender with ourselves, it's difficult to be tender with somebody else. And if we're not willing to remove our shields to see, witness, and experience the person who looks us in the eye in the mirror, then there's no hope of connecting with others on a deeper level. See, love can only be present when the heart is open. But in the absence of tenderness, the heart is all but welded shut. So what triggers the closing of the heart? Early in our childhood, we experience wounding that creates a tear in the connective tissue of our metaphorical heart. This wounding is most often created by our perception of collective experiences with one or both of our parents. This wounding can occur in the presence or the absence of a parent, and it can materialize in the form of word, deed, or action. And it often seems intentional. But I assure you that even in the worst cases, it's not. Parents wound not because they want to hurt us, but because they have untended wounds of their own. They wound out of pain, not intention. And these wounds are often passed down from generation to generation. Their wounds are often inherited, just like yours, and the cycle perpetuates until they're broken. As children, tenderness is our default setting, but the moment that tenderness is received with anger or bitterness, shame or blame, we feel betrayed by ourselves. And so we stuff our tenderness down because it feels safe. Hiding away our tenderness feels like an act of self-preservation, but it's often the beginning of self-destruction. Here's my story. When I was 8 years old, I got into a fight with my older sister. We were wrestling and pulling one another's hair like, you know, like girls do. And if I'm honest, my sister was getting the best of me, like she always did. But we were both in it to win it, fighting to the death or exhaustion, whichever came first. "If you guys don't stop, I'm going to come in there," my mom yelled through pursed lips that held stick pins. See, my mother is a seamstress, and she seems to favor her mouth over a pincushion for some reason. That's still true today. It seems, though, that my mother heard the scuffle through the walls with her supersonic mom hearing, although my sister and I tried to fight quietly for that exact reason. But her threat to break it up didn't stop us for long. Within a few minutes, we were back at it again. My sister had a mean hold on my ponytail when my mother entered the room. And when she saw that, she removed the pins from her mouth. And that's when we knew we were in big trouble. She spanked our hands. Now, mind you, that spanking stuff wasn't frowned upon at the time, but she spanked our hands and then she yelled for what seemed like forever. And my sister cried. I didn't cry very much because I remained stoic, because my unwillingness to cry pissed my mother off even more. So I often didn't cry even when I felt like it. And then she said, "Now clean up this room and don't make me come back in here." Then she stormed out. We did as we were told. We straightened our bed linens, which had become tussled in the scuffle. We picked up our toys and everything. And all the while, like, we are sneering and giving each other the stank eye. And that went on for a while. And I'm not really sure which one of us caved first, but one of us apologized. And then the other started to cry. And then we embraced one another and sobbed together. We were both feeling genuine remorse for the whole thing. It seemed like we hugged forever. We were hugging like our life depended on it, until my mother came back in the room. And then she chastised us. Her face was contorted in this really gruesome scowl. She just looked really, really mad. And my sister and I were bewildered. We were completely confused because neither one of us knew what we'd done wrong this time. I mean, we were burying the hatchet in the most eloquent of ways. We were just hugging each other. How could this be wrong? My mother didn't explain. She merely shouted her discontentment and exited the room. Now, it's very possible that she had no idea that we were actually making up. She may have misunderstood what she saw in that brief moment. But either way, that exchange sent a message. It sent a message to us that said, it's not okay to embrace. It sent a message that said, it's not okay to make up. It sent a message that said, it's not okay to be tender. And probably the message that it sent that had the greatest impact was that it just wasn't okay to be naked.